Hello and welcome to another episode of Propelling Mobility, Weichert Workforce Mobility's podcast for relocation professionals. The last few episodes we focused on coronavirus, and no surprise, we are going to hit that again today. But we previously looked at such things as the impact of coronavirus on appraisals and home selling and duty of care. Today we're going to talk a little bit about some of the policy matters surrounding coronavirus and how companies might be re-examining their programs in light of the global pandemic. Our subject matter expert for today's discussion is Jennifer Connell. She is the Vice President of Advisory Services here at Weichert. Jen, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Are you hunkered down? Are you safe in the bunker right now practicing social distancing?
I am. I'm here at home with my family, which includes three teenage boys. So there's probably less homeschooling and more video gaming than there should be.
Well, we certainly wish you the best of luck with maintaining a sense of sanity there on the home front, much as we all are. We're all operating in very weird circumstances, video calls in tank tops and jeans or half shirts or whatnot.
That's a nice visual.
I know, it certainly is. That's not what I'm doing right now, but it's certainly an interesting time for all of us. But in these interesting times, business is still being conducted. We still get up every day. We do what we have to do, despite the challenges. Along those lines here in the relocation industry, from what you're seeing every day, because you're still talking to clients, you're still engaging them every day to help manage their mobile employees. What are you seeing companies doing just in terms of overall mobility activity?
Well, we are seeing it's very difficult to be able to move employees right now. Travel restrictions are preventing people from actively being able to relocate or go on to their assignment. We saw a significant amount of activity with companies and our clients included, where they may have repatriated employees to their home location, or they may have sent them to a third location that wasn't the place of their assignment. That said, there is still a lot of activity on those moves or assignments, even though the person isn't able to travel. There are other benefits within their policy that need to be addressed, such as their household goods, getting their family members ready. Perhaps it's some kind of cultural training, or even getting the destination services in place for them for when they do move.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that things are changing because I'd be curious to know if, as these various challenges are encountered around the globe, are companies changing their policies to sort of align with those, or is that even something that they should be doing?
Well, we have seen companies that are looking at the benefits. They want to understand how each of the benefits in their program are being impacted, looking at each benefit as its own separate market, if you will, and then how should they be reacting to them. For the most part, we're seeing companies addressing each employee situation on a case-by-case basis. As far as from a policy or program perspective, we've seen also a number of companies that we've helped to develop temporary addendums to address this time period. I think the hardest part is knowing how long this temporary period is going to be. However, being able to address the major components in their program and how they can assist those employees from a policy perspective at least helps them to shore it up for at least a little while.
Okay, so you mentioned addendums to policy, but not policy changes. Should I imply that this is not the time for wholesale changes to corporate relocation policy?
Generally speaking, I would say this is not the right time to make major policy changes, because anything that you are considering pre-COVID may not apply at this time, and certainly afterwards. Companies are very optimistic that they'll go back to their pre-pandemic activity and sending people around the world or across the country, but they expect it to be slow. And the types of policy changes they might make today may not reflect their workforce in 6 months or even 12 months. So I would say in general, no, but that's not to say we aren't helping clients now to make policy changes that they already had in the pipeline, but they're minor changes. They're addressing different tiers of employees or very minor details within specific benefits.
All right. So you mentioned specific policy components, and I'm going to consider that an excellent segue to the next question, because I wanted to ask about specific benefits, specific relocation benefits like home sale, like household goods, things that would very much be impacted by coronavirus. What are you seeing companies doing when it comes to specific policy components such as those?
Some of the big areas that we see are on domestic policies. It's certainly real estate. It's home sale. It's home purchase, as well as household goods. Some of the things that we're seeing are being addressed by solutions that the last time we went through any sort of a economic downturn weren't available. For example, in real estate, we're seeing more virtual options that are being available. Something called desktop appraisals, drive-by appraisals, are now being considered by companies in order to move the employee through the process so that when freedom of movement does start to get better, they're in a better place to be able to move through the relocation. At least it's something to consider. Maybe it's not a best practice for the long term, but we are working with companies that want to consider that as an option. And we're also seeing virtual options across the board in some cases. In fact, when it comes to things like international policies, to be able to consider things like virtual language learning or cultural training as a way to keep those employees, as well as any accompanying family members, engaged in their assignment, excited about it, and maybe it helps them to get ready so that eventually when they do go away, they'll be ready to hit the ground running. As far as household goods, there are a lot of measures being taken by movers in order to ensure the safety. It's a little bit difficult to practice social distancing when you're moving heavy or large objects out of people's homes. But I know that we have been working extensively with our suppliers and our supply chain in order to ensure that people stay safe.
By the way, I've tried to move many a couch by telekinesis. It just doesn't work. So you're right. It is impossible.
Good luck with that.
It is impossible to do that without breaking some of the guidelines of social distancing. But you mentioned individual employees, and it leads me to my next question. What about those employees who are kind of in sort of limbo? Either they're quarantined in their assignment location. Maybe they haven't left for their assignments. Maybe they're working from home in the destination location. There's all kinds of assignees, relocated employees who suddenly find themselves in weird situations that they may not have intended to. What are companies doing to address that?
Yeah, that's always the tough one, right? Because I think in a lot of situations, the employees, they either went back to their home location if they were able to do so, or they went to a third location, or if they were still in the pre-departure stage of the assignment, they have not left their home location at all. There are a lot of challenges around that, but for the most part, those employees may very well still be working for the company. They may be performing some kind of services. And I think you probably know where I'm going to go with this. That means that there may be some sort of compliance around tax if they are performing services in that home country while they're supposed to be in the assignment location. In some cases, depending on where they are, they may actually be responsible for taxes in both locations. So it's really important to be able to understand where your employees are, number one, but also to provide them that level of assistance so they know how to navigate those compliance issues.
We hear a lot about hardship allowances anyways, under non-pandemic circumstances. We hear about that when it comes to relocation policy. What do hardship allowances look like in this? Oh, and what might they continue to look like in the post-pandemic world? But what are you seeing them look like now, and are they being employed?
I have received questions from clients asking if should they be paying a hardship allowances. And that's a really tough question right now because, again, the situation just evolving so quickly. Where we are today is so different than it was a month ago. So I haven't seen overall a lot of companies that are changing their hardship allowances. The one area that we do hear about on occasion is the cost of living allowance. So going back to the situation where the person may have gone back to their home location or have never left, because that person was expected to be on an assignment by a certain date, that cost of living allowance may already be paid to them. But consider the intent of the benefit. The COLA is designed to provide them additional funds based on a differential between the home location and the host location. They're not in that host location. There's no reason to be paying them those additional funds. So it's really knowing where your employees are, but also looking at each case to ensure that the allowances and provisions really support what they are going through right now and how they follow the intent of the policy.
I want to wrap it up with a question. And again, knowing full well that you don't have a crystal, at least to the best of my knowledge, you don't have a crystal ball. What do you think will be the biggest concern for companies once the pandemic has subsided or gotten to a point that we feel we can start to go out and mobilize and do things again?
Well, I think the number one thing that we're going to hear about, which is no surprise, is cost. How are companies going to be able to adjust to the economic downturn? And how are they going to be able to contain costs in light of that while still being able to support their growth initiatives through their mobile workforce? But as mobility professionals, we kind of see beyond that, and we really look at how are they going to be able to balance that cost savings with still getting those people to those locations. I think we're going to hear about more employees post-pandemic who are reluctant to go on assignments. It's not necessarily going to be an employer's market. Employees may, the critical ones for certain, may not want to take the chances of going to a location if they don't feel safe. So I think we're going to hear more about duty of care as well. Being able to balance those costs with safety concerns, I think, is going to be a bigger issue than ever.
All right, Jen. Well, thank you very much for your time. We'll let you get back to what the video games, the skateboarding down the halls or off the roof.
We have a pool table, so there may be a few games of pool.
Nothing like a few high-stakes billiards games to take your mind off.
Gotta make it interesting.
Yeah, take your mind off your worries. But I do want to thank you for your time and remind listeners that if you have any questions, you can send them to us at solutions@weichertwm.com. That's weichertwm.com. You can also visit our website. It's open 24/7 for your convenience, weichertworkforcemobility.com. I'd like to thank you once again, Jen, for your time and your expertise. Also, thanks to our listeners, and we'll see you next time.